For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The first numbers from the 2020 census are in, and Missouri is keeping all 8 congressional districts. As Megan Cattell reports, getting an accurate count was a challenge during the pandemic.
The U.S. Census takes place every 10 years and decides the number of congressional seats each state gets. But while Missouri held on to all its seats, the self-response rate in St. Louis was just 53%. That's much lower than in St. Louis County, with a 76% response rate. And St. Louis University Professor of Sociology Onesimo Sandoval says the pandemic hampered census outreach.
And we should have been more intentional and more forceful getting the message out about the impact of COVID on counting, because this was a new method that they were using.
The 2020 census was conducted online for the first time in American history. As more data are released, demographers will determine which neighborhoods were most underreported. I'm Megan Cattell.
A Missouri bill to limit when police can use chokeholds is advancing in the state house. The GOP-led chamber gave the measure initial approval in a voice vote yesterday. The bill would restrict police from using chokeholds except if their lives or the lives of others are at risk or if they face serious physical injury. The bill's progress comes after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. 2020 Mizzou graduates were able to return for a commencement ceremony over the weekend. Around 1,500 students were able to return. Every student was allowed 6 guest tickets to accompany their commencement. Director of the MU News Bureau, Christian Basie, says the university did not rest until it was able to provide the 2020 graduates an in-person commencement.
Those conversations never stopped. They involved dozens of staff throughout the university working every day to determine, how do we make this happen?
Basie says the university had to look into every angle to make sure the commencement was held in an organized and safe manner. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas says the city is easing some COVID-19 restrictions beginning Friday. Under a new order issued yesterday, masks will no longer be required outdoors or where social distancing of 6 feet can be maintained. Masks will still be required indoors where social distancing cannot be maintained. The new indoor mask rule includes exceptions for indoor gatherings where everyone is vaccinated and the people involved know everyone is vaccinated. Children under 5 are also excluded. Businesses also will no longer have capacity limitations. The new order is in effect until May 28th, and Lucas says he hopes this is the last order the city has to announce. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.